It's here and now. A children's chorus opened this morning's dedication of the National September 11th Memorial Museum at Ground Zero in New York City. President Obama focused his remarks with the story of the financier and volunteer firefighter then known only by survivors as the man in the red bandana.
He led those survivors down the stairs to safety and carried a woman on his shoulders down 17 flights. Then he went back up all those flights, then back down again, bringing more wounded to safety. Until that moment, when the tower fell.
The man in the red bandana was 24-year-old Wells Crowther, and this morning one of the women he saved before he died spoke.
My name is Ling Young. I'm here today because of Wells, a man I did not get the chance to thank. It was very hard for me to come here today, but I wanted to do so I could say thank you to his parent and my new friend, Jeff and Allison.
And Allison Crowther, Wells' mother, also spoke.
Wells believed that we are all connected as one human family, that we are here to look out for and to care for one another. This is life's most precious meaning. It is our greatest hope that when people come here and see Wells's red bandana, they will remember how people helped each other that day. And we hope that they will be inspired to do the same in ways both big and small. This is the true legacy of September 11th.
The site is a delicate balance of memorial, mausoleum, remains are buried there, and museum, artifacts from wedding rings to burned fire trucks. It'll be open to families and first responders for the next 6 days. It opens to the public on May 21st. You can see a slideshow at hereandnow.org.